Have you ever found yourself waiting for something you deeply desire? But no matter how hard you try, it seems just out of reach. Whether it's a job, a relationship, or even a prayer you've been making for years, the wait can feel endless and frustrating. But what if I told you that when Allah makes you wait, it's never without a purpose? In Islam, patience and trust in Allah's timing are key aspects of our faith. There's wisdom behind every delay, every pause, and every detour that Allah places in our lives. Sometimes, what we see as a delay is actually Allah guiding us towards something even better. Before we begin, I encourage you to watch the full video without skipping any part, and with your full attention. Every reason we're about to discuss holds a valuable lesson that can shift your perspective on waiting. Sometimes, the reasons for delay aren't immediately clear, but they reveal themselves with time. You might even recognize these signs in your own life by the end of this video. We will explore 5 profound reasons why Allah might be delaying your plans. Reasons that could transform the way you see the waiting period. These reasons will help you see that Allah's timing is perfect and give you the patience to trust His plan, even when it feels difficult. Reason 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting you from something harmful. Sometimes, the reason for a delay in your plans is simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting you from something harmful that you cannot yet see. While you may feel frustrated or even disappointed by the wait, there could be unseen dangers or negative consequences that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom, is keeping you away from. Think about moments in your life when you prayed for something intensely, believing it was the best for you. But later, you realize that if it had happened, it might have brought you more harm than good. This is one of the ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows mercy, by preventing us from what could hurt us, even if we don't understand it at the time. For example, you might be waiting for a job offer, a relationship, or an opportunity, thinking it will bring you happiness. But Allah sees what we cannot. Perhaps that job would have brought unnecessary stress, or the relationship could have led to heartache. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's best for us, even when we are unaware of it. The Quran beautifully reminds us of this wisdom. It may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you love a thing which is bad for you. Allah knows, and you do not know. So, when Allah delays your plans, it could be because He is shielding you from something that could lead to more harm. In these moments, it's important to trust in Allah's knowledge and plan. What may feel like a setback could actually be a form of protection from greater harm. Reason 2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing your patience and faith. Another reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might delay your plans is to test your patience and strengthen your faith. Patience is a central value in Islam, and through it, we are taught to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan, even when things don't go our way. When we are made to wait, it allows us to build resilience, develop self-discipline, and grow closer to Allah through reflection and prayer. In life, there are moments when waiting feels unbearable. You might find yourself asking, "Why hasn't this happened yet? I've done everything right." But in these very moments, you have the opportunity to demonstrate your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a way to show that even in times of difficulty, you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's best for you and will guide you through every hardship. The Quran reminds us, "O you who have believed, seek help through patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with the patient." This verse highlights that when we remain patient, Allah is with us, supporting us every step of the way. The waiting period is not a punishment. It's an opportunity to strengthen your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and deepen your faith. For those unfamiliar with Islamic teachings, this concept is about trusting that the timing of life's events is beyond our control and in the hands of a higher power. When Allah makes you wait, it's a chance to reflect, to pray, and to trust that what is coming will be even better than what you're hoping for. Reason 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing you for something greater. One of the most beautiful reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might delay your plans is that He is preparing you for something far greater than what you are asking for. Sometimes, we may want something now, believing it's the best option, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we aren't ready for it yet. The delay could be because Allah is refining you, shaping your character, or preparing the path for something even better. Imagine a student who wishes to pass a difficult exam without studying or preparing adequately. If that student is given success without the necessary preparation, it may not benefit them in the long term. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might delay your plans so that you grow in wisdom, patience, and strength, making sure you're fully prepared when the right moment comes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, "Perhaps you dislike a thing and it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. Allah knows and you do not know." This verse reminds us that we don't always know what's best for ourselves, but Allah, in His infinite wisdom, always does. The waiting period is part of your preparation for something greater, and while it may feel difficult, it's a sign that what's coming is worth the wait. Even if you're not very familiar with Islamic teachings, the idea is clear. Sometimes life requires us to grow and mature before we're ready to receive what we desire. Allah ensures that when you're ready, both spiritually and emotionally, the blessings that come your way will be far greater than you could have imagined. Reason 4. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strengthening your reliance on Him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays your plans, one of the key reasons could be to strengthen your reliance on Him. Often, in moments of waiting, we start to realize that no matter how much we plan, work, or prepare, everything is ultimately in the hands of Allah. This is where true reliance, or tawakkul, comes into play. Tawakkul means placing your complete trust in Allah, knowing that He is the best of planners. There is an authentic hadith that beautifully explains this concept. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "If you were to rely upon Allah with the reliance He is due, you would be given provision like the birds. They go out hungry in the morning and return full in the evening." This hadith highlights that just as birds trust that they will find their food each day without knowing where it will come from, we too should place our trust in Allah. Even in times of waiting when nothing seems to be happening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing for us in ways we may not yet see. The waiting period teaches us to let go of our need for control and to trust that Allah will take care of our needs, just as He takes care of all His creation. For example, you might be waiting for a new job or an opportunity, wondering why it hasn't happened yet. During this time, Allah is teaching you to rely on Him rather than relying on your own efforts alone. By placing your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you allow yourself to experience peace, knowing that what is meant for you will reach you in its own time. The Quran reminds us, "And whoever relies upon Allah, then He is sufficient for him." This verse emphasizes that if you truly rely on Allah, He will provide for you, and He will be enough to fulfill your needs. Even if you're not deeply familiar with Islamic teachings, the concept is clear. Sometimes in life, no matter how much we prepare or try, things don't happen as expected. That's when we are reminded to trust in a higher plan, knowing that everything is happening for a reason. Reason 5. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing your gratitude. Another reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may delay your plans is to test your gratitude. Gratitude is a fundamental part of our faith. It's easy to be grateful when things are going well, but true gratitude shines through when we can remain thankful even in moments of waiting or difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may delay your plans to see whether you remember to be grateful for the blessings you already have, even as you wait for what you desire. There is a beautiful and authentic hadith that highlights the importance of gratitude. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Amazing is the affair of the believer, for there is good for him in every matter. And this is not the case with anyone except the believer. If he is happy, then he thanks Allah, and there is good for him. And if he is harmed, then he shows patience, and there is good for him. This hadith teaches us that in every situation, whether good or bad, a believer can find goodness if they show either gratitude or patience. When we are made to wait, Allah is giving us the opportunity to reflect on the countless blessings we already have. Sometimes we are so focused on what we want that we forget to appreciate what we have. For example, imagine you are waiting for a promotion at work. While you are focused on that goal, have you stopped to appreciate the job you currently have? The roof over your head? The health that allows you to go to work each day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us to see if we can recognize and be thankful for these blessings, even while we wait for more. Quran reminds us, if you are grateful, I will surely increase you in favor. But if you deny indeed, my punishment is severe. This verse shows us the power of gratitude. When you show gratitude, even during times of delay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to increase you in blessings. So, while you are waiting, reflect on the blessings Allah has already given you. The waiting period becomes easier when you fill it with gratitude, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing something greater for you. As we've explored these five reasons, it becomes clear that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delays your plans, it's always for a purpose. Whether it's to protect you from harm, strengthen your patience and reliance on Him, or prepare you for something greater. Every delay carries wisdom that is beyond what we can see. It's also important to remember that during times of waiting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be testing your gratitude. Can you still be thankful for the blessings you have, even while you're waiting for more? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, reminded us of the importance of recognizing the value of our blessings before they're gone. He said, "Take advantage of five before five. Your youth before your old age, your health before your illness, your wealth before your poverty, your free time before your preoccupation, and your life before your death." This hadith beautifully reminds us that we often take things like health, wealth, and free time for granted until they're no longer available. So, while you wait, reflect on the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given you, and take full advantage of them. In the end, the waiting period isn't just about reaching your destination. It's about growing in your connection with Allah, trusting His plan, and recognizing that everything happens for a reason. May Allah continue to guide us through our waiting periods and grant us patience, wisdom, and gratitude along the way. If this message resonated with you, please subscribe and join our growing community. How have you experienced the wisdom of waiting in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with strength and patience in your journey.